Welcome everybody. Shin number 1359. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Bemer Baron Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosh and Rafu Shlemer Rafol Yeshua Ben Sien Ben Zisel Necha. Getting back to our Malacha, Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, so we're just going through the Sefer Oitra Alacha. It's various different ins and outs. In reference to the salting when it comes to food, like we've spoken about many times. In general, there's no deraisa of Ma'abed Tanning on foods, but midrabanan, since it looks like the problem is, since it looks like it's a pickling process on certain various different vegetables, right? For example, radishes, onions, garlic, and you put salt on it, it looks like it's sort of like a pickling process. Therefore, it's very similar to the malacha of tanning, which was done to the skins in the right in the Mishkan to preserve. The point is over here preservation, preserving, pickling, whereby this is a process that's done for longer periods of time, which is what was done to the hides and the skins in the Mishkan. Okay, so that's the reason behind the problems with salting various different foods. Okay, and but again, it is a derabbanan. So now I just to go through a few interesting things, and not interesting, important things we have to keep in mind. A lot of times we spoke about a salad. I have a salad. I have radishes. I have lettuce or whatever. A person has to be careful not to salt that salad. We said if you put in oil, you put in vinegar or salad dressing, and you put it in right after, preferably before. But even if you put it right after the salt, so then that would be okay. Okay, also, to cool down, that cools down the salt. But just I'm salting. I have a salad of some radishes and some onions and some lettuce or whatever the case might be. I want to salt it. Tastes better. You can't do that on Shabbos without putting in either oil or some sort of salad dressing, like we said. Now, I just want to bring out on a point. A lot of times a person eats, sometimes people eat radish, maybe with soup. You can't put radish into a soup, into hot soup. That's above you. It's a lettuce, boy. I just want to make that clear in a cliche-y. In other words, let's say a person has a bowl of soup. That was a bowl of soup that was, they poured from the pot, or even if they use a ladle, one has to be careful not putting in radishes and not to pour from the hot soup onto the radish. But that's not the case. Let's say you have some radishes, or you have sometimes people like to eat onions on a separate plate. So they have it on a separate plate, fine. They're not putting it into the hot soup. That's not the issue over here. It's not a question of bishul on Shabbos, but the question is sometimes a person likes the onions to salt the onions. And I have, onions on my plate. So a person has to be careful. You might have radishes, you might have onions. So in these cases, one has to be, we spoke about last time, cut vegetables, possibly tomatoes, but when it comes to, for example, it's annoying, like a radish. These are type of things which are even pieces. If you have pieces over there together, we spoke about one piece at a time. You dip in. Okay, that's a separate issue. A person has on their plate some pieces, and they're going to eat it together with the soup or whatever. You know, not in the soup, but on the side. So on the plate itself, they have the pieces. One has to be careful not to salt the plate. Not to put salt, kagoyin, he brings on tzinoin, abotzal, you know, you have onions and people have garlic and these type of things. Shem shoyim b'melach, hey mazim v'yoytim v'rasim v'nasim koshim. The bottom line is not to put salt on these items. Unless somebody's pouring oil on them or somebody's pouring salad dressing and these type of things. Just to read real quickly from the reason why I'm saying this separately, because a lot of times people have on a plate sometimes a radish, pieces of radish, pieces of onions and these type of things. He brings down, it's also just to read from the Sefer Zohar V'Shama, page 367, it's also to sprinkle salt onto pieces of vegetables that lie in contact with one another if one allows the salt to start the pickling process, which begins extremely short period of time, right, which is pretty much right away, less than a minute or so on. So it brings down, although it's usur to sprinkle salt onto numerous pieces of vegetables that lie together, unless one pours oil, like we said, onto them almost immediately after the salt has been sprinkled, which usually a person doesn't do if they're eating it, you know, like with the soup or something like that. They like it nice and salty. So one has to be careful not to put salt in those instances, especially when it comes to radishes, onions, and garlic and these type of things that are on a plate when there are quite a few pieces on the plate. Okay, he brings on, doesn't say falam tes melacha. Same thing applies by lettuce. He brings from the taz, actually, ali arakis, which is basically lettuce. Again, just plain salt is not allowed, but again, you're putting it with oil, you're putting it with the salad dressing or vinegar, so then that's okay. But just plain, in conjunction with how we said to do it, but plain salt on lettuce also is not allowed. Okay, just to read from the Sefer Lamed Tes Melachos on page 907, one may not sprinkle salt on a plate of cucumbers, radishes, onions, like we said, like we were talking about, even if one intends to eat them right away. In other words, that's the problem. You can't even for eating it right away. But he brings out an interesting thing, a case in time where you could salt just one piece and eat it, like we said, or not the dipping in, but the salting part, in a case in time where it's one piece and you eat it, in conjunction with right away in one piece. But if it's on a plate, let's say it's on a plate with other radishes and onions and these type of things, so then one has to be careful. He brings it from the Taz, actually. One may not even sprinkle salt on one vegetable, right? One vegetable that I'm going to eat now, right? That possibly would be okay in certain instances. But if it's on a plate with other vegetables, that you can't do. That's if it's on a plate with other vegetables, like with these radishes, onions, and these various different types of cucumbers, whatever it might be, because it's impossible to avoid getting some of the salt on some of the other vegetables. So in case in time when we said it would be okay, one, they have to do mamish one. You can't have it on a plate with other items because of the fact that a person will just get it on other on the other vegetables, on the radishes and the onions or whatever, which would not be allowed. He brings this from the Taz. Okay, so just to I do want to mention some of the facts we're mentioning a couple of times. It's important to go over because there's a lot of details, and it gets very, I don't want to say the word tedious, but you know, we want to make sure that we have it straight. Nobody's having making a mistake because of the fact that the various different times that you could, the various different times that you can't. Obviously, as we go over it again and again, we start to get it straight. He brings down, this is a Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, important thing which we mentioned also, reference to cooked items. But what about a tavsha, like a person that's like a cholent, right? Have a cholent, have a soup, these type of things. So over there, that's no problem. V'cheni rokes mevusholim v'shar minem acholim v'tavshilim, right? V'chlal zeh bos v'dogim v'beitzim, which we'll get back into, we'll talk about again, the fish and the and the eggs aspect of it when it's already cooked. Mevushalim is, that would taka be mutter. That's okay. Like I have my cholent, I want to put in a little bit of salt. I need more salt in my soup, right? I have a plate of rice and I want to put a little salt on my cooked rice. So is that a problem? That's no problem at all, right? I have my cooked chicken or whatever the case is. I want to put in a little bit more salt. I have cooked potatoes, these type of things. Right, so we said all those cases is not a problem in general. Tavshila meaning basically a dish of food, to put salt into a dish of cooked food that I'm eating, and I just want to put a little bit more salt, it'll taste a little better, so all that would be fine. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha Kol Tov.